Turkish Foreign Minister Abdullah Gül said Thursday he is hopeful that the United Nations will be able to broker a peace settlement on the divided island of Cyprus in time for the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities to enter the European Union under a united government by May 1st. Amran Zaman reports from Ankara. Mr. Gül was speaking after the leaders of both communities announced an agreement in New York to resume UN-sponsored talks and to hold referendums on both sides of the island in April. Foreign Minister Gül told a news conference that Friday's agreement in New York proves to the whole world that Turkey and the Turkish Cypriots are sincere in their desire to find a peaceful solution to the decades-old Cyprus problem. Mr. Gül noted that reaching a lasting settlement will not be easy, but he said he is hopeful that the Greek and Turkish Cypriot leaders will come to an agreement by May 1st. That is when the European Union will grant full membership to 10 countries, including Cyprus. EU leaders have made clear that they will allow the Greek Cypriots south of the island to join, even if a deal is not reached. And European leaders have also repeatedly warned that failure to reunite the island could have an impact on Turkey's own chances of opening membership negotiations with the EU. Analysts say Turkey's decision to persuade veteran Turkish Cypriot leader Rauf Denktaş to agree to resume talks on the basis of the latest UN plan is rooted in Turkey's desire to be given a date for the membership talks to start when European leaders meet for their last summit of the year in December. Cyprus has been divided since 1974 when Turkish troops invaded the north of the island in the wake of an abortive coup attempt by Greek Cypriot nationalists aimed at uniting the island with Greece. Some 35,000 Turkish troops on the island would gradually withdraw under the terms of the UN plan, which foresees the establishment of a loose federation of the Turkish and Greek communities on Cyprus. Amberin Zaman for VOA News, Ankara.